Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we head back to the sports line here. We welcome back to the program head coach of Western football, Nick Rulowitz, joining us. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing so well, and welcome back to the show. It's I think you're the first one to have a hat trick this season. So,
thanks for having me.
Congratulations on a great season and making the postseason. I guess that's kind of where I want to start. What's it? Just your general overall impression and how you feel your team did this year. Looking back on it, are you pleased with where you are, or? You tell us your general impression of the regular season for the Western Panthers.
We are pleased. Obviously, one of our goals is to extend our season into the postseason, which that is a goal that we have achieved. We're very happy winning our last few games and getting onto a roll in terms of getting in the W column. At this point in the season, you always want to be playing your best brand of football, and we're definitely working in that direction. I'm excited for this week in terms of our matchup with Jackson High School, just from the standpoint, the fact that it's something great for our community, the Jackson area football group of fans and coaches and players. It's always neat to see crosstown rivalries happen. And we haven't played Jackson in quite some time here at Western High School in football. So it'll be a lot of fun for our community.
Yeah. How old were you in 1978, the last time these two teams played?
I was 1 year old.
Yeah, so you probably don't even remember that game then.
No, I've had to look back through some of the history books, some of the press clippings.
I looked all the way back to like 1961, and I only found the two times, 78 and 77, and the two teams split. So this is the rubber
this
match
the
in the making. Yeah, for a long decades in the making is the rubber match. But and you talked about getting all of your kids healthy. We were at your game a couple weeks back where you got one of your quarterbacks back from an extended elbow, hyperextended elbow or broken elbow or something like that?
Yeah, Caden Oliver was our starting quarterback, and he tore all the ligaments in his elbow, has a very small crack on the bone of his elbow, and we weren't expecting him to come back until possibly week two of the playoffs at the very earliest. He rehabbed. He just drank a lot of milk, I guess. I'm not sure what else went into it, but he is back healthy, and he's played the last 2 weeks, and that is just such a testament to the kind of kid that Caden Oliver is. He's a very tough kid, a throwback type player in terms of he just loves to play ball, and he's one of our leaders in the locker room as well as on the field in terms of making plays. So we're just real thrilled to have Caden back. We've had him for the last couple weeks now, well ahead of schedule of where the doctors had said he would be. We're going to have our kicker, Noah Birdner, come back this week. He got hurt in the Hastings game. And we're also going to have Landon DeRoss, one of our senior captains who plays defensive line. He'll be back this week. So we're inching closer to full strength in terms of getting guys back from injuries. And like I said, those three guys, Caden, Noah, and Landon, are all great leaders for our team. So we're hoping that that'll be a boost to our Friday night performance.
Coach Nick Rulowitz from Western Panther Football here on The Daily. And when you have Oliver and Keeler in the mix, you're throwing two quarterbacks at your opponent. And from what it looked like from us, you have one set that's more of a multi-option, kind of like a run set, but you do some passing out of it too. But when Keeler's in there, yeah, he runs, but he can also sling it. So you're really giving your opponent quite a bit to prepare for when you have those two quarterbacks in the mix.
Yes. Both of them in the game, they bring different skill sets in terms of just different abilities. Both of them can run the ball really well. Obviously, when Ty's in at quarterback, Caden plays receiver for us, and he's a playmaker. He scored a couple touchdowns. He had a nice 30-yard gain against Coldwater. So just getting him the ball in space and allowing him to make plays is huge. You know, Ty is good at finding him. One of his favorite receivers. So, like I said, having both those guys back is really good.
Yeah, and when one quarterback is connecting with the other quarterback, it's kind of like job security in that regard, right?
But
and Oliver is also another name that we say quite a bit on both sides of the ball. He's a beast on defense too.
Yes, he plays safety for us, and he's very, very good at coming up on the run. He's the quarterback of our defense back in the secondary. He had an interception against Coldwater, but there's Caden plays all over the place. You know, the return game before he got hurt, he was returning punts. He's just a great leader and a very smart football player.
Western football coach Nick Rulowitz on The Daily. Tell us about the tape you've been able to check out on Jackson. I just find it crazy. It's been 78 since these two teams have played, especially with their close proximity. But tell us about what you expect to see on from the Jackson offense.
We're very impressed. We've watched some film on Jackson, and ever since Jackson High School moved from Division II to Division III this year, we knew that there would be a chance that our paths might cross. And so we've scouted them, and like I said, we're very impressed. We respect them a lot in terms of their coaches and the way that they run their program. We know a lot of the coaches over there, obviously being just right across town here. Their former coach is our athletic director, Scott Farley. So there's a lot of crossover stories and positive relationships there between our two staffs. But we respect them very much. I expect them to run their spread offense extremely well. You know, they're a 4-3 on defense, very aggressive. I know that they're going to have a great game plan going in, and we're expecting a battle.
All right, so they have a new head coach with Antonio Parker, but you know he was on Farley's staff. So have you picked your AD's brain at all this week?
Scott has been a great mentor for me. Just you know, he's been a head coach in high school football for 30 years, and I've definitely thrown questions his way throughout the course of the season, and he's been great. I've asked him a few more questions this week than normal.
Sure, you have.
Just kind of getting a feel for some things, but you know, I think that Antonio Parker does a great job as the head coach of Jackson High. And his coaching staff, they do a wonderful job. And I just know that we're going to get their best. They're looking to get a playoff win just like we are. And I feel like if we are the more hungry team and we execute better, those are going to be two keys to our game if we're going to win the game.
Coach Nick Rulowitz from Western Panther Football here on The Daily. What areas of their defense, when you're on offense, what areas of your defense do you feel like are a weakness for them that you could really key on and have some success Friday night?
You know, they do so many things well in terms of coverage. They're very quick in the secondary. Their linebackers work downhill pretty well. They have great speed off of the edge. In terms of just glaring weaknesses, there aren't many. I know they've got four losses, but their four losses have been to outstanding teams, Chelsea, Grand Ledge, and then Mason and Tecumseh. And Mason and Tecumseh are undefeated, so they've beaten everybody this year. So there's not many glaring weaknesses on their defense. We just need to execute our scheme, do what we're doing, and play our game, and I think that we'll be all right.
What's the word of the week this week, Coach?
Word of the week is toughness. Toughness is our word of the week. We want to be mentally tough this week as well as physically tough, and we want to play our brand of Panther football.
Very good. Anything else our listeners need to know today, Coach?
No. Come on out to Withington at 7 o'clock on Friday. It's going to be a packed house, hot ticket. It's going to be a lot of fun for both the Parma and Jackson communities, and I think it's going to be a great football game.
And don't forget to get your tickets online first. You're not going to be able to pay for them at the door. You got to get your tickets online first. And we're looking forward to carrying the game on K105.3 this Friday night. Coach Nick Rulowitz, Western football coach, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
This is The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.